Mr. Bieber refused to put on a shirt inside of a West Hollywood Starbucks outlet. The barista was quoted as saying, "He came in with no shirt on and his pants hanging down and underwear showing and tried to order a caramel apple macchiato." The barmaid or whoever, I just told him he would have to put on a shirt if he wanted to order. Bieber started using cuss words and threatened to have his bodyguard kick his ass. Who was at a table nearby and decided to intervene? None other than LA Clippers basketball star Blake Griffin. He was at a table nearby. He decided to intervene and settle things down, but Bieber's aggressive behavior resulted in Mr. Bieber getting smacked and knocked on the floor by Griffin.
Please take your fifth before your Bieber fever comment.
Ever since I stepped down there in Florida, or wherever you saw that Lamborghini around,
mm-hmm.
asking for it, okay? You gotta understand, you just can't go everywhere and be an asshole. You just can't. You don't make enough money. You're not that big. And now that you've been smacked down in a Starbucks, come on!
Bitch, I put the bitch drink.
You ordered this bitch drink and got bitch slapped.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, dude, for real? I mean, you didn't even try to swing the fuck back? I mean, hit the motherfucker with a chair. I mean, hell, coffee mugs. All over the fucking store. You know, what the fuck, dude? I mean, at least if you had a swung and missed, they would have got recorded that you swung and missed. Because you got to remember, man, Dunkin' Donuts, they're not in Five's Coffee Shop. We're in Starbucks. Everybody walking through a fucking, everybody walking through there with a fucking camera phone. Everybody.
All right. Or as the infamous Matthew McConaughey would say, all right. Now, people, the recorder's in play. We are at play, ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio, and this is the pre-storm edition, and right now we have live via satellite from where?
Elkins Park, PA. Hallelujah.
Elkins Park, PA, and that man is very happy right now. That man is Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Okay, so Mr. Cortez right now is indisposed. He is not only the teacher extraordinaire and the sometimes PIMP, but he's also a DADDY.
Ooh, baby.
Yes. Yes. Big Daddy. So, had to put the little one down to sleep. So, hopefully we will hear from him. Because if not, then Mr. GPS might get a little bit perturbed and he might not be his friend anymore. So we'll see.
Right, and we know where Mr. Cortez lives.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we might put that online, so Edward Snowden, stand by. We'll let you know. But let's get started here, Mr. GPS. I'm going to get started first with weird interview. Now, you know the Olympics have been going on. And, President Putin has had a lot of things on his head concerning, you know, the snow, the conditions of the hotels, and the gay rights issues that he has. So, by some unforeseen freak of nature, we were able to get a hold of him and do a one-on-one with him.
Very much so.
And the coinky dinky about this is he actually knows about Mr. Cortez and you.
Oh, really?
Yes. But if you wouldn't mind, it's a couple minutes for this interview. Would you mind, sir, if I could play this for you from the soundboard?
Sure.
All right. So, well, this is the Mr. Putin interview that we got exclusively from Sochi, Russia. So let me get the soundboard set up here. Soundboard, if you can do it, please.
What's up, people? It's G5 Radio. We're here with another exclusive. Of course, you know, we have our exclusives once in a while where we get to talk with the people that you want to hear from, no matter how annoying they might be. So, live via satellite from Sochi, Russia, is none other than the President of Russia, Mr. Vladimir Putin. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, you filthy American radio podcast.
Mr. Putin, there's a few questions that we need to find out from you. We need to get right to the source here. And one of the things, first of all, is what really persuaded you to get the Olympics to come to Sochi? Why? What was the reason for it?
Well, let me tell you, comrade. The reason for this was because we wanted to show that Sochi is a very wonderful summer spot and people can come by and relax and have fun. It's a very big tourist attraction.
The only problem is, it's, you know, like you said, it's a summer resort. It's not a winter resort, but obviously you converted it over and you did very well. So, I mean, I definitely give you kudos for that.
Of course, you stupid American. We always get accolades from everyone that we get all these compliments from. But remember, the thing that we do most here in Sochi is that we bring in the revenue for our people. But mostly the revenue just goes into my pocket.
Oh, so I see. So it seems like if all this money is going in your pocket, then that kind of I kind of understand now. All these problems that we're having with the hotels, where there's no curtains, you can't drink the water, there's issues with the bathrooms.
Now wait a minute, wait 1 minute, you filthy little piece of trash. American trash.
Oh, damn!
Our water is no problem. It's very good to drink. I personally don't drink it because I don't like water. But I tell you, from my comrades to you, the water is very, very safe. You just add a little vodka and it's okay.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to add a little bit of vodka except for our one person that is usually here in our show, Mr. GPS. You know, he's our liquor connoisseur.
Yes, I've heard of this man. I will talk about him briefly, but for now, I will refrain.
Well, one other thing I really got to ask you is the issue with gay rights. Now, obviously, for some reason or another, you have an issue with gays, homosexuals, transgenders, etc. Is there a reason behind this whole plot, which I see it as a plot, of trying to discriminate against these group of people?
Let me tell you one thing, you filthy American trash. I have no problems with no one. No kind of race, gender, orientation, nothing. Just don't touch me. That's all I got to say.
What?
Do not touch me and we are fine. You touch me, then we got two problems. First problem, you touched me. Second problem is that you touched me. So that's all I got to say about that. I have no more comments on that, comrade. But right now, I want to talk about your friend that you have there at your show. He goes by the name of GPS.
Oh, jeez.
Now, this is my message for GPS.
Oh, shit.
Mr. GPS, you say you are a liquor connoisseur. I say I want to challenge you.
Oh, shit.
You come to Russia one day. And I will challenge you in vodka contest.
You got it.
Take a bunch of Ciroc or whatever flavor you want of vodka. I prefer my personal stash, which is more like a big closet. But you, GPS, you come here, we have shot for shot challenge. Whoever has most shots and survives won't get shot. And I usually win. So that is my message for you.
Wow.
The other guy with you, this Cortez character, he's an artist, yes, okay. He does very good work, yes, he does. But he seems a little bit, I don't know what's the word you think the Americans use. Kind of very ghetto.
Oh.
He's ghetto.
Damn.
From hood. Hood from hood. Only hood I have is on my jacket. I don't understand what this hood hip-hop stuff is. So if he wants to help me, I have no problem with that. But for now, I must go because I've got to change into my dress and go out to a stag party. So then, comrade, I bid you farewell. Dos de Danya.
Where am I going? Where am I? Where the hell am I? Yo, ill. Yo, my wife's tired of fucking me. Life tries ducking me. Luckily, I find him just at the right time. Mac in my right arm. Tequila bottle in my left arm. Like Christian, watching my life go. Can't do myself in. Wolves in the night, yo. Hell's men. Two revolvers, I can leave 12 spin. Hop in my Benz, push it to the limit. Buck 60, who with me? My Chris too well, twisted blunts and inner conscious. Telling me that I ain't shit. No matter how much cash I sit with, still gotta ask the Lord for forgiveness. My precious baby girl came like 40 nights of rain to replenish my adolescent brain. Blessed be her name. Before her birth, I was insane. So I dropped the cooler pressure down, delay the pain. I ate from these poisonous, fucked up streets. Tasted larceny, it was sweet. I starved for more to eat. Though I took, that was to live. Hope God will forgive. It's odd as it is. The more I gain, the harder it is to maintain. Bitches playing games, niggas snitching. I ain't saying names, but y'all niggas better watch how y'all sling. Lost so many close niggas, drunk, almost crashed. I'm going too fast. Highway patroller just flashed. Lights in my rear view. If they stop me, I hope they lock me. Instead, they speed ahead. Yo, nigga, watch me. I'm drunk by myself, gun under my seat. I don't want none of my peeps caught up in none of my beef. I'ma ride to the end of the road if I have to. Praying no car speed by for me to crash to. Steering wheel in my hand, trying to hold it steady. Anything in my way is dead. If that's the way I feel, I am already. When I'm drunk by myself, alone in the zone, drunk by myself. Heard niggas hate me, but I hated too once. Been in the shoes of a wolf in the night when he hunts. For every shell niggas bust, we bust at ourselves. Can't tell these niggas nothing though. Bullets wake them up well, take them to hell. Stick up niggas once ran up on me. My decadent lifestyle attracted sharks on me. I ain't your mark, homie. It's hard to look straight. My foot on the brake, spilling my bottle. Not even sugar the dicks could only look both ways. Put out the haze, blurry vision. Think about the time of my life before I was on television. Hella women, jealous niggas up in my vision. Since we all hood niggas, expect kilos, but what they not seeing is police expect Rico. Only if I could take care of everybody. Intoxicated, windows up, blasting AC, going wherever instinct takes me. I hate it when I'm like this. The bottle's my accomplice. I'm drunk by myself, gun under my seat. I don't want none of my peeps caught up in none of my beef. I'ma ride to the end of the road if I have to. Praying no car speeds by for me to crash to. Steering wheel in my hand, I try to hold it steady. Anything in my way is dead, cause that's the way I feel I am already. When I'm drunk by myself, alone in the zone, drunk by myself. The reason that I wanna be alone, tired of all the things that went wrong, that would've went right if I would've did it on my own. Take another swig, the more I drink, the more I think bad thoughts. Fake friends who hung around, who wanna bring you down, not knowing who to trust. Rumors about niggas coming through, supposedly to shoot at us, not knowing what was true or what to believe. That's why I'm on the low lately, choosing a Henny bottle over a friend. Driving again to keep my mind off that weak shit. There's love through it all, things to live for. I swerve on. Almost crashed to a wall. Think about the good. Find myself laughing. Turn the cell off. No way to be reached. Know I'm near my crib, trying to see my way through the streets. Reminded of the positive. I take my drunk ass home. Start feeling out of it. Can't wait to get out of this whip. Bring my ass to the crib. Tired. When I'm drunk by myself, gun under the seat. I don't want none of my peeps caught up in none of my beef. I'ma ride to the end of the road if I have to. Praying no car speeds by for me to crash to. Steering wheel in my hand, trying to hold it steady. Anything in my way is dead. That's the way I feel I am already. When I'm drunk by myself, all alone in the zone, drunk by myself.
What's up, man? Get up, man. Get up, nigga.
Can't bust, man.
Get up, you got to do your verse, nigga.
Hey, all right, I'll try.
Get up, nigga, man.
I get drunk and I stumble to the phone and conjure up a bitch to bone when I'm alone. Bullshit, I told back I need to take a piss. Only when I'm drunk I sing a song like this. My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. Hold on, turn the beat off.
No, keep it going. J-Bo, can you make it?
I'm just not knowing. I get drunk and start talking more shit. And when I got a gun in my hand, you better get out. Cause my brain just ain't what it used to be. Forget trying to rationalize, cover your eyes. I just damn, I'm drunk. I need a chunk, no better yet, a hunk of that funk. When I get drunk, I might act uncouth, but when I get drunk, I always tell the truth. Yeah, I'm good, bad, dope, I'm freaky fresh. I make hip-hop fans say yes, yes. The lick's coming through, you know we gonna blow up. Hold up, hold up, I think I gotta... Damn, false alarm. I'm getting all the ladies with my cool charm. When I get drunk, I might even call my daddy a punk. Yeah, but only when I'm drunk.
Only when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Only when I'm drunk.
Let me pass the 40 to my nigga.
It goes one for the chronic, two for the amnesia. It's the pimp slap Nicky with drinks in the freezer. Bust a one apple, two apple. Type of rapper that'll get you out your seat quicker than a carjacker. Slip a Coke 40 fever when I'm cooler with my people. Got hoes in East Columbus like I'm Billy D. Rico. Cause I move like I'm smooth, like I'm Harry Belafonte. Looking for them niggas that jump my homie Dante. All up in this bitch with the gin and Tango Ray. Drink like Mr. Window, smoke bud like Dr. Dre. But that's cause I'm old enough to do that type of shit. God damn, I gotta piss, I passed the mic to E. Swift. Yeah, I get drunk and can't nobody whoop me. I'm tripping. Must be the brew that I was sipping, kicking in. Guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin, cause when I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I reckon. Feeling like I could Earl any second. Wanna get up, but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the fuck was I trying to prove? I got a rep for down the photos. All the hoes knows them alcoholic bros. Niggas call me Ned, I keep a fifth in the trunk. Might fuck a ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk.
Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk.
I think I'm feeling a little better. Ready to bust this like this, and you don't miss. Check it out. I get drunk and start thinking about my friends that passed on. With every 40 ounce, the memory will last on. Black Man, Muzzle, Mike Lee, and Suave D. The three MCs will always live in my memories. We used to rock shows, we used to rock hoes, and drink 40 O's and wear the same clothes. Damn, I wish we could go through it again. But I know one day we gonna do it again. And when the day comes, it's gonna be live. But I ain't in no hurry, so we don't drink and drive. The alcoholics, we get funky when we drinking. Just a little something to pump up the thinking.
Only when we drunk, only when we drunk. Only when we drunk, no. Only when we drunk.
Beer run, any up nigga. Put the money in the hat.
My God.
Wow.
Live and in living color. Previously recorded, obviously.
Yeah.
Our peoples in Sochi, Russia. Mr. Putin. So, Mr. GPS, are you down with this challenge?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my. He got a little bit cocky there. He's like, look, who goes shot for shot? And if it don't work out, whoever survives won't get shot. All right, Mr. GPS, sorry about that. G-Dog is doing his duty. So shot per shot, and you won't get shot. Your thoughts?
Hey, man, look, let's do it. Fuck it.
It sounds like you're doing a few shots right now.
Oh, cuz, look, I've had a wonderful dinner.
Please share.
I stopped and picked up a jerk chicken platter from Caribbean Feast right off of in Westmoreland.
Okay.
And I went by the ShopRite on Fox Street and grabbed up my grilled chicken. And I came straight on home. And I expected to find my mother-in-law here, but she was gone.
Wow. So you're saying that you're all alone in the house with some jerk chicken and some liquor?
Oh, God. I'm trying to tell you.
and it's only 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen at 8:15? The sound of silence.
Another drink.
Another drink. That'll be the sound of silence. You'd be snoring, buddy. So let's go from Sochi, Russia, to some stories here in the NY Daily News. And, Oh, here's really something funny. a web developer, was being interviewed live on a WGN in Chicago. Big ups to the Shy. And she was demonstrating an app on her cell phone for the host of the different shows. Except for one little problem that happened. It seems as if while she was demonstrating this this little thing on her cell phone, this little demo, the history of her phone came up, and in that history had some X-rated sites. Peekaboo, I see you. It seems like their web browsing history had a lot of shucky ducky quack quack on it, especially from a place that's called the Porn Hub. And it's a woman designer. That's pretty and it's a student. That's what makes it worse. It's a student. So the TV show was filming a segment about a new web-based expunge app designed by students. It helps get people get minor offenses struck from their records. So one of the developers accessing via their cell phone went through the first two letters in the query bar, and then it brought up Pornhub.com. My. And of course, it went viral. So far, no comments from WGN. But Mr. GPS, we got to hear it straight from you.
Hey, you said this is a student.
Yeah.
And her internet history came up on her phone through...
Your, what's that called? Your web browsing history on the phone.
Okay.
Came up on the phone, and that's what popped up. One of the first things that popped up.
Oh, hey, look, it is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hey, in some cases, some people say, all right, but I guess in this case, you can't put it on TV, obviously, because, even though the news is the news can still be a family show.
Yeah, but, people's phones are very private. I mean, it's almost like you don't need we used to journal or have diaries when we were in school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to a person's phone and probably figure out their life story.
Right.
Because, we're that connected to our phone. So, porn, fetishes,
mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you do when you're off time, it's going to be in your phone.
True, very true. So, let's make this a lesson to everybody out there. Whoever has a lot of internet history on their phones, y'all better take the eraser to it, because the last thing you need to happen is, you don't do that, or you leave your chick's house and you forgot that you left the phone right there with her.
Oh, I missed that part. Oh, okay, you gotta know.
Instant breakup right there. If you were to leave that, you leave that there with all that stuff, instant breakup. So, peoples, especially fellas, check your sites that you go to, and erase what is needed. Save yourself a trip to witness protection.
Better yet, take that motherfucker with you.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Why are you taking your phone with you? Because it's mine, I paid for it, and I paid a bill on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this Sesco, who this?
What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down in Philly, brought a pound with me. Fast floating around Philly, trying to find land. Bitch supposed to be in the Benz, parked in Road 10. Her and that slow ho Gwen. Should've known she was a bitch that we both could've boned. If posted alone, the ass had us both in the zone. But you know the rules, both in school, but hold the dudes. I know the Jews, no time for them thoughts, too much to lose. Just trying to vibe until them hoes roll with the vibe. Where's your joint project? No little desk, got your eyes in the cut, try to see. Left them all, bought little Amar the toy truck. Your boys what?
sooner or later, we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word to do to make it all stick like glue. We got you.
We just hit the cribble. I'm curled up on this pillow. I'm still low. Heard the ill news. These niggas killed Mo. The shit touched me. Trying to chill, just lit a duchy from a while back. Plain foul gas. Tried to bust me. Caught him sleeping in Spanish Harlem with some Puerto Ricans. Up in Washington Heights, right off the Deacon. Feel awful speaking for some reason. Feel the phones tap. I'm on with gas. Left with a vest to watch my own back.
Keep your eyes open. Stay wise. Shit is mind blowing. Look for any signs showing. One time it's knowing about the dynasty. Shit is not minor leagues no more. Cats bleed in this cold war. Some we took a oath. Then this life took us both. We rich now. Milk the whole cow. Split the growth. Now I'm on the car. Do it. Headlights on. Fluid in the windshield wipes. Going to slight storm. Forming in the sky. You coming home tomorrow? Will you drive or will you fly? Hold up, my other side.
Yo, son, some other cats trying to ruin our plans. Sending two decoy bitches with pictures of you and your man. Asking your whereabouts. I gave them no leads. For all a nigga know them hoes. Fuck the police. No shit, I'm clicking over. I'ma tell so's quick, son. Them out of state bitches trying to get us both hit. That was Nate. Hit me last night late. While in my whole stomach. Said it's no running. We FBI's most wanted. So play the low. Change your clothes. Pack your bags. Watch.
You gon' do, cause sooner or later we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Dig you through, we got your phone tapped. What you gon' do, cause sooner or later we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. We got you, got you.
Yo, it's all good. I'ma hit you when I touch down tomorrow, son. What?
Stay on point. Don't even use the phone, just come to my crib, yo. Word up.
What? Oh, yeah, this I gotta mention from our buddies at allhiphop.com. Yes. So let me get my soundboard here going over here. Come on, soundboard, let's do it. All right, sir, straight from our buddies at allhiphop.com. Mr. Cortez's buddy Bieber is back at it again. Another case of Bieber fever.
Yeah.
And he can't avoid any kind of bad publicity no matter where he goes. Now he's not really known for his music. Actually, this guy's been getting in more trouble than DMX. Maybe. But now, here's the whole deal. Mr. Bieber can't avoid, like I said, the bad publicity. But the new rumor about him was that on Monday, the singer refused to put on a shirt inside of a West Hollywood Starbucks outlet. The barista, as they call them, was quoted as saying, "He came in with no shirt on and his pants hanging down and underwear showing and tried to order a caramel apple macchiato." Oh my God, if that's not gay. Let me say it again. This guy,
disclaimer.
The following comment that I made is not the official commentary of the show. It's not the official opinion. But you gotta admit, a caramel apple macchiato was a little bit suspect.
Oh.
So, the guy said he tried to order this caramel apple macchiato. Oh, you know what? I'll do one even better. Hold on. Hold on a second. Soundboard, work with me with this.
Yes. I would like to order a caramel apple macchiato.
It just rolls off of the palate. The caramel apple macchiato with a little bit of Art of Noise. Anyway, enough of this. So, what happened? The barmaid or whoever, I just told him that he would have to put on a shirt if he wanted to order. Bieber was started using cuss words. He started sassing the barista and threatened to have his bodyguard, quote unquote, kick his ass. But that's not the best part. Here's the best part. Who was at a table nearby and decided to intervene? None other than LA Clippers basketball fame star Blake Griffin. Oh shit, getting serious now. He was at a table nearby. He decided to intervene and settle things down, but Bieber's aggressive behavior resulted... Oh my gosh. Yes, sir, we're going to say this and we're going to say it. It resulted in Mr. Bieber getting smacked and knocked on the floor by Griffin. Oh.
Bitch, who the man?
Now.
Wow.
Now. The barmaid came up with the quote of the week. And he or she said, quote, soundboard, wait for it, soundboard. I saw Justin stumble out of the door looking like that. He was crying. Woo, 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 woo. So, that is a rumor, but now we're hearing that it's more than a rumor, that this is actual fact. I don't know. I say it's about time that boy needs to get smacked up. Mr. GPS, your thoughts, please. And before you make your thoughts, take another shot of a fifth.
Oh.
Take a shot of the fifth, sir. Don't play the fifth.
Let me make a drink real quick and I'll come right back.
Okay, while Mr. GPS is getting his fifth ready, like I said, you let us know what kind of news you want to hear, what kind of artist that you want to bring for us to bring out to the world. Best way to get in touch with us, Twitter, our tag is G5 Radio, all one word. G-5 Radio on Skype, and the G-Line, of course, it's always on, 267-776-GPHI. So, my opinion, and we had this on in our last show, a lot of people going after Bieber. And, yes, our petition is there at the president's desk, so, Mr. Barack, look what's happening here, man. I mean, you know, you got to get Blake to come in and smack him down. So please do something about the petition, Barack. Mr. GPS, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Please take your fifth before your Bieber fever comment.
All right, just a moment. Let me on the head.
Take it to the head. Yes, go ahead and take it to the head. We'll give you.
Okay. All right, fine. I will. I will take this shot straight.
Woo!
And I won't even put any soda to it.
Oh my god!
Okay, we will say it like it's supposed to be said.
The next sound you will hear is the phone falling out of his hands and a snore happening on the couch.
Look, let me tell you something.
Oh shit, here it comes.
Okay. Ever since that stunt down there in Florida, or wherever he was racing that Lamborghini around,
mm-hmm.
been asking for it, okay? And he's got to understand, he just can't go everywhere and be an asshole. He just can't. You don't make enough money, you're not that big.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you've been smacked down in a Starbucks, okay?
Now, here's my question. I don't mean to intervene. Was he smacked down because of his attitude, or was he smacked down because of what he ordered?
Oh.
Caramel macchiato, please.
Could have been a little bit of both. But I tell you, but look, all jokes aside.
Yes.
Dude, they probably told you that this was coming.
Hmm.
You know, why can't you just walk around with a shirt? Why can't you just go in and a tank top would have worked, dude. A tank top, some jean shorts, and some sandals. You could have ordered your drink and sat down, and you'd have been just fine.
And you could have probably waved to him instead of getting waved by him.
Okay. Now it's going to get out to your fans that you got bitch smacked in the Starbucks, put in this bitch drink, and now what? Now you're going to fuck the money up for real.
Oh, man.
Bitch, man, come on.
Bitch slap with the bitch drink.
You ordered this bitch drink and got bitch slapped.
Wow.
Man, come on, dude, for real? I mean, you ain't even trying to swing the fuck back? I mean, hit the motherfucker with a chair. I mean, hell, coffee mug. All over the fucking store. You know, what the fuck, dude? Come on. You straight, be straight.
Whoa.
I mean, at least if you had a swung and missed, they would have got recorded that you swung and missed. Because you got to remember, being in Dunkin' Donuts, they're not in Five's Coffee Shop. We in Starbucks. Everybody walking through a fucking, everybody walking through there with a fucking camera phone. Everybody.
I don't go to Starbucks.
Oh, shoot. You don't know what you're missing.
Really? Guess what? Fuck Starbucks.
Ooh.
How about that? How about them apples?
I hate this.
Oh, really? Guess what?
Fuck the white Starbucks.
Ooh.
Okay. I got my Starbucks in my house. It's called a Keurig, motherfucker. And I don't need to go and dress it up with anything. I just go to it and pop it inside. That's it. I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
Which reminds me, I might as well go get my hot caramel cider right now.
Now, look at that shit.
Which I do have. It's very good. No caramel included.
Wow.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing cause these kids caught my goat. Even wore my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with mouth swagger now blazed the cloak and dagger. So I got to show Bruce and my Sherlock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world drop ham. Oh yes, I'm the bad man and bad men wear black. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that. No, I can freak, block, flow, fuck up a faggot. Don't understand the ways and I ain't down with days. You wanna drop the style that was made from my mom and my dad. When I was young, I used to run with a notepad. Then time flew and somehow I knew that I was bad to the bone. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up and write the next one. Right on the spot, sign my name with a dot. Diamond D threw me some smooth shit, Bronx crowd roar. Suck up your whack jam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock of the pack. Don't wanna kneel to the brothers. You must be holing, bust some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it, his man saw it. So it don't mean shit to me. He's gone, that's how it's supposed to be. Check it out now, I ain't going out, man, that short shit is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, ask the dread. He got a cannon that's bad, similar to the one that I got from my old dad.
Your punk ass will be grass quick fast like my name was Flash. When a nigga try and rob me from a cash, you thought you had a sweet Vic, nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now who's the trick, cause I'm not a hump.
No.
I always do the fucking, just might do the bucking. I leave my Nike stuck in your rectum till you learn. Brand newbie, yo, you gotta respect them. Dissect them, yo, our word is born a dollar. Tuma wanting to do the Puma strut. I stuff the fuck off before I punch you in your face with the motherfucking bass. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. We're gonna flood south to the ground. You ain't gonna know I don't fuck around. See if you think you had two soft new jacks. We're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw, and you won't pop that shit no more. Explain it to your friends while you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like a faggot in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix a broken jaw, then it's time to retire.
Lord Jamal will live long, cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Dread flows, gives me power as it grows. Watch out, Ross Cloudy, you catch the speed, not heed not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamal Sadat, as we swell your dome.
Mr. GPS, I think we've had a good run for now, and like I said, sadly, Mr. Cortez is indisposed and probably in a state of sleep right now. But for now, people, we're going to break out of here, and we thank you for listening to us this evening. And just remember, any comments, any criticisms, anything you want to hear, any artists that you want to share with us that we can release out to the world, or if you just want to tell us to STFU so we can Kimber you right back, just leave us a note on Twitter. Our name is G-Fi Radio, all one word, G-Fi Radio on Skype, and the G-Line, which is always on, 267-776 GPHI. Right now, I'm going to pocket myself a little bit more grub. And Mr. GPS is going to chill with a little bit of Fifth and maybe a little bit of jazz music, maybe. I recommend her.
Oh, yeah.
I recommend Rise album, Herb Albert, 1979, A&M Records.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You'll love it. But for now, people, everybody take a light, and those who can, will. Those who can't, won't. And see, set, weather. Peace.